It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, friends, welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. This is going to be a short episode, less than 5 minutes. So I was doing a youth men Q&A thing, and someone asked me, what's the primary objective of youth ministry? It was an interesting question, considering it was a room full of youth workers. And honestly, it's a little bit of a scary question. I like complexity, and I abhor easy answer theology. So while I know the guy asking well enough to know he wasn't looking for an easy answer or a three-step process, identifying a single objective of anything is tough because, well, we always have multiple objectives, always, whether we want to or not. I'd be so much more comfortable with a list of objectives than singling one out. But I'll play along. And I'm going to use one word, Christlikeness. That's our singular objective, I suppose. If I were to put it into a sentence, it would be something like the primary objective of youth ministry is to walk with teenagers on their own journeys toward Christlikeness. Of course, there are a ton of secondary objectives implied in that sentence, as is always the case. I think I already said that. As a smart youth worker said to me, one can't merely say the objective is discipleship without addressing what we mean by discipleship. Of course, I know there are plenty of different working definitions and practices for discipleship. I've always been a big fan of Dallas Willard's definition of discipleship, which I'll slightly paraphrase here. The disciple is one who, intent on becoming like Christ, systematically and progressively rearranges her life to that end. Of course, you'll notice that Willard's definition doesn't actually address our role as disciplers. My role as a youth worker is to live honestly my own journey toward Christlikeness with and in front of the teenagers in my midst. I can't change teenagers. That's the Holy Spirit's job. I'm not directly in the transformation business. I'm in the transformation hosting business. Hosting is a metaphor that brings up a bunch of sub-metaphors like stewarding. How do I steward the time I have with teenagers in a way that best exposes them to the transforming work of the Holy Spirit? Or curating. How can I highlight and bring attention to the good stuff God is already doing in the world and in the lives of teenagers? Or evangelism. But I don't mean that in the way you might think. I mean it in the same way that Apple would have an evangelist on staff. My role as a youth worker is to be the evangelist for teenagers in my church, not just of them. I am the lead banner waver for teenagers in my congregation, reminding my congregation of their responsibility. I stumbled on that word. Responsibility to collectively engage with the teenagers in their midst. So there you go. The primary purpose of youth ministry is to walk alongside young people on their own journeys toward Christ-likeness. What do you think? How would you answer that question?
Hey, folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years, and I've just see regularly in front of my very eyes see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in Central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level 2 cohort in Northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.